can.
Excuse me, marketing expert, you forgot to fill in the last question.
One question.
Do you want to?
Submit.
All set?
Good. Okay. Let's see what we find here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did at the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Yes.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements. If you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions, and we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with this presentation.
You can go first.
Okay.
Shall I go first with the users?
Everybody already has these presentations. You can address them.
Okay. And one question, your name is Danny, is it with
A-E-A?
Okay. I want to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. Basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume. A little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on a little pin plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those that plastic of a rubber button, sense that a connection has been made. And knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little
animation about how we're trying our remote controller works.
Animation.
Okay. Well, subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what subcomponent this is. For in this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in intelligence set. Okay. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to. Wind it up or something, and it's very light to make to use it. I personally prefer that it would come available in various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting and
okay.
To
thank you.
This meeting.
My name is Inge Jong and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, having a look and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you what you described just earlier, and this can be all sorts of messages turned on, turned off. Change the channel, just volume, that kind of thing. Play video text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control. That one. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need and a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. Well, I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think, I don't need as much as that. Well, personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need. You could use, but keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you can put, use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo. Because play is play and stop on that thing. You could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user friendly, clear buttons and not too much. And that is my presentation.
Okay,
thank you.
discuss the functional requirements of the remote. That that means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the younger people going to buy a remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And to possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users use a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you're going to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with the personal reference, but okay. Remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only set one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. Volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that label should be scratched off or will be off the slits. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the look. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to go with that, but like I said, LCD screen is easy to use because you have can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons, and it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Well, thank you all. I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No.
No.
And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them, so you can all read them. Oh, well, not in this presentation. Should be in there. Well, I can tell you them on my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40, and we talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. According to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance, or with one, say, only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for television.
And video also,
or
not?
Oh, it says only for television.
Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can requirements, no, functions.
And it should have on, off.
Yeah, standby,
yeah.
It then might have volume channel, 1, 2, or 2, 0 numbers on it.
Yeah. On the
I think that doesn't have to be
no.
The other functions.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
I
you
like
can change from one number to two numbers.
Yeah,
it's
I think it's easy to implement a button with a which is especially do that because some TVs, if you press this one and then the two,
makes it
12. Then you 5 seconds and make 12.
Yeah.
And that's
yes.
Not relaxed.
Right. And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press one and then two to make to reach jump 12. But all the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press two digits to skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times?
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now we have our current customers 40 plus.
Because younger people have like 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen. From 26 to 35 to 66%, and 36 to 45 to 55%. So I think to because most remote controls print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press really hard to go to the next zero with the LED screen. It's easy because you only have to buy a screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And
but I think that collides with our mission to make it very cheap. Because
yeah,
LCD
yeah.
screens are very expensive.
Yeah,
touch screen probably even more. So
true.
But is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it always says that this percentage like LCD screen because yeah, it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production?
Yeah, you don't know how much it costs.
Is it possible to find out?
Yeah, I don't think it costs. We only have percentages.
But if you do an LCD screen, don't you have any buttons? Or because
yeah.
it only directs at the TV, then you only have. I don't know what you want.
An LCD screen is just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen,
yeah.
and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on
yeah.
the
screen.
Yeah,
so
make
you
it possible to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most easy.
My
yeah.
hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No. Well, it's 1250, I guess.
1250?
Yeah. I don't know how expensive. I guess.
Well, I suppose if the mar if our if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them. And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those
But we also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
And will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
It's 46 to 45, 32% and 60, 56 to 65, 12%.
But
Oh, so
our
still a little bit too.
Project clients are new products to be reached for new markets with customers that are younger
Yeah,
than 40.
but you don't want to aim the other way around.
No, they're not allowed.
No.
But if they also buy from you,
Yeah, but the market share for 40 years and younger is higher than the 65
Yeah.
and younger.
Well.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Expansion.
What else?
How
Yeah,
to reach those
Yeah, if you've got
the sales.
skipped to too much expensive, then yeah, you should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you I think that they will send you some information about cost of LCD screens.
No, see, no costs at all.
So
No
if you
calculator.
yeah, so if you you receive an email about that, can you post it in the or should we post that in our project map afterward?
I think that should I think we all get costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing
Yeah,
expert.
but I'll post it.
Well, perhaps we should have a backup plan if we would use
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To expose
Okay.
it.
But for now, okay, LCD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
that's
80%
a problem.
of the users would spend more money with a red remote would be fancy.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it'll look fancy with
It looks
LCD
fancy
screen.
when you're in
Yeah,
LCD
but
screen.
they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an
Yeah,
LCD
you can
screen.
just play remotes. Not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
So
Yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD
Yeah.
remote because it's new, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Well.
Then
Maybe
the
not
other thing, that 75% said a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. The only thing you have to do is wipe the screen after more than 75 to get all your fingerprints off it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
The most important things on the remote control are the channel selection, volume pulse selection, and power usage,
Yeah.
and the data text, but that
Yeah.
is not out of question. Other
But
things
shouldn't
are
you put a button of
Sorry?
putting text on the for people who want to use it?
Yeah.
And
Would
when you
be
have got a big remote, which you
Yeah.
have to fill.
Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD
Yeah.
Right.
And
There's
other
also
less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they
Less
should be
important.
there.
Yeah, should be there, but not
But in a sub menu or
Yeah,
something like
sub menu.
that. I think it's also important to make it possible to to not use batteries and use accu batteries
Like
to be yeah.
the
Yeah,
remote
sure,
control.
indeed.
Yeah.
So you can mount the remote control
We should
to
think of
re
the
fill
1250 remote.
Yeah, but
I
you
don't
know
know how
the
much this
cost.
Yeah,
is
so
going
okay,
to
because when you get an LCD screen and you run it on batteries,
Yeah.
batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply is one of the
Very
most
fast.
important things.
Perhaps you shouldn't be able
Yeah.
to switch the control off. If you have an LCD screen that runs all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
You shouldn't know. That's very extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can
Yeah, I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people would like that you have to turn it on
Hey,
first and
yes,
then use it.
yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or the remote shuts down.
But
Yeah,
then you
it's good to
can't
stand by model when you don't use
Yeah.
it, so
Yeah, automatically do it.
Yeah,
Then
no,
you
no. That's
all
talk
this
to
way
the
and this way.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
On the screen?
Sure.
That's before an hour when it's getting a little bit sweaty.
Yeah.
Then you plenty of time to recharge it. Or put it in the charger.
So we're going for a recharger.
Yeah, it's
It's sensible.
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping,
You have to put it in the retarder.
Yeah.
No, when
Like
you're done with watching the show, then you have to put
batteries go hours, 6 hours,
Yeah, sure,
five
You
hours.
Of
also forget to put it in.
Yeah, then
Yeah,
you
but
throw it on the couch and you get
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so I
Or have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when it recharges.
I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of
Yeah,
days,
because
right?
but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
High power users.
High power users, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done
Yeah.
watching television. It's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because
Yeah.
you are obliged to put it in the charger
Yeah.
and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you made a point here.
But then you also have somewhere where you can put your remote your charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
Yeah, otherwise
walk around where you're going to turn on the TV.
Just a small device
Yeah,
plugged
I think
in that's
everything has
too
to be
big,
cord.
like a telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, well,
Also good
I'm
CPUs also. Perfect. Voice share, speech recognition.
Partial designs for the elderly could make it possible to enlarge the screen. To make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
No, but
Large
it is
button,
one of
large
the functions
button.
you have to specify.
Okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but the elderly only look at two buttons. Okay.
And you said something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it says
Speech
also
recognition,
yeah.
hello.
$12.50.
Yeah, $12.50.
It's also 91%, 16 to 25, 20 to 60 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
That's pretty
Well,
good.
it's pretty quick.
Yeah,
Wow.
90, I
Even bigger number, not speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television to
You can
Yeah.
clap or something.
Turn the volume off.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, if you say the wrong thing, then
Okay. Well, it has to be the remote control now.
Yeah, remote control.
But they want to talk into the remote control
Yeah.
or something, or
Why
So
not?
need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control for everything it says.
But do we want to implement that, or?
I think the LCD screens should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages
Yeah, it says a lot.
Perhaps the option should be,
Speakers are, of course, even higher.
Why not? Why not?
Well, maybe because of the cost, but nobody knows how
Let's
much.
hope
Yeah,
some
I think it's better to have LCD because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
One on
in the
one?
costs
Yeah.
allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know what can be done with the cost of $12.50.
Yeah.
Is that a
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah,
I
it
would
should
do
be,
it.
but how
Yeah.
would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then it goes back up? Yeah.
Certain systems already exist.
Then you also have to have different languages, if you go international, then
True.
it's useful to do French and
Yeah.
Russian and English.
Well, that should be
Also
accommodated
with some
software.
software.
Also with LCD screen. Because then I think in Chinese
Yeah,
it's
that's
different
right.
written, volume is different written than
Yeah.
Sunday or something.
It's okay.
Yeah, you
It's
can
okay.
use icons for the
Yeah, possible.
speaker and
Okay.
But that's better in their language for the remote.
So want to so
Then
international
yeah.
Okay.
What else?
So no speech recognition or
Well, if it could be done, we
Yeah.
It should be done.
Yeah.
It could be done, it should be done.
Yeah, and then with the different languages?
Yeah, that should be
That's not so difficult, no.
Okay,
Because
just make
I
it separate
already
remote
use
controls,
several
yeah.
voice operated systems and they are all possible to
Well, language,
to adjust, every language, different dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very different.
And you have to speak that so that they
Yeah.
can understand.
Can be implemented, but here.
You can use that as an option, if
Yes,
you
an
have
option, yes.
money left or something.
Right, 50 euros.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only have one, yeah. Enough of money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, a volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0. From 0 to 9. A digit, a button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, a mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition, and the possibility to enlarge buttons or enlarge buttons.
With teletext, it wasn't that important.
No.
You also now have colors. I don't know if you can play that.
Oh.
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102 and then press the other.
Mm.
I don't know if you should recommend that, because it says that teletext not really important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts.
Okay.
And you can't go
we
to support.
That we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but that's sub menus.
Yeah.
Mm. Mainly if you turn remote control on, you have to do have to see up till 0, channel or volume, and if you want to use teletext screen or audio, then you can stress it.
Yeah.
It should be available,
so
but not
directly
available. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so not too much teletext support in a separate menu.
Yeah.
So actually, it is there,
but
it's not really
there. So it doesn't confuse the
service. Not to search.
It has to be easy to use.
A search, If you want to use the teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Yeah.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or
no. What does it do with the
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything you're missing.
We pause for something.
Oh, we don't have video on this. They're a bit small, you should stretch them because
technical functions.
I guess we've got them.
The zoom buttons.
Affirmative.
Yeah, wide screen, high screen, different
things.
Oh,
that you can put them on
the
right.
Yeah.
But that should also be a circle.
Yeah, it should be available, but then it's separate screen settings or something.
Yeah. So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have, channel settings.
Yeah. So you can
put those four, and of course, the main.
So the first see the main and the other ones you can go to
like depth screens or something or
do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. If you don't get a widescreen television, you don't need to
have
the screen settings for
then you don't use it.
And if the television does not support such operations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can
Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote and extended version.
And do we want them in different colors or in the buttons with different
colors?
Colors, I think the main color of the control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
It's the one
device itself.
How many percent?
80%.
Let's make it ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make it just for front, like if it's
just for front,
you can
make it available in different colors.
Sure.
Red, white, blue, black.
And a sea
gray.
Yeah.
Simpsons version.
press a button, it fills screen.
Yeah.
Oh,
Brilliant.
5 minutes.
Take off our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. What
What
else?
Channel settings?
You can program your TV.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should you throw them on in one file. So options and then you select them.
Yeah.
Otherwise you have all those teletext correct things that's not good.
Or like if we menu button
Teletext
press
also a separate menu.
Yeah,
Yeah,
otherwise
but
if you menu button press menu they have
Yeah.
main usage all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work that out
Yeah.
later, I guess. So we're having a general menu with main functions. Teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings. And maybe there are options for the remote itself? Like large icon, small icon. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on the whole screen. I
We
think
do
the
have
buttons
any button.
Yeah, but we like we only have channel button, the volume button, those buttons.
But
Yeah,
that's
but
also
also
LCD,
LCD.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
okay.
we don't
So
have any normal buttons
No, no normal
anymore,
buttons,
right?
yeah. Maybe only on the
Yeah, no, no.
So we don't need
Sorry.
the menu, we don't need the special options menu for the remote itself?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
Yeah,
have
sure, of course you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But isn't I didn't enjoy the what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No, no,
But
no,
you don't have to use
we discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV that
Yeah,
you're using.
the TV of course, because that's the I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with the volume
But then not as normal button in
No.
your TV.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a
Now you just
on button
tap
on the remote.
Yeah, you tap up and touch
Tap
the
the thing, okay.
Yeah, then it's
And then the television is on also or just the remote?
No, just the remote. A television
No.
don't have to be on. That one you can
Yeah,
press
it should
on
be in standby mode,
Yeah, standby
right?
then press on the remote, press on and then it should be tunable.
Yeah.
Or not.
I don't know whether it's handy to have a normal on button or just a
Separate.
regular for TV so you can turn it on and then you can choose channel. Otherwise you
A normal button on the remote control
Yeah,
or a normal
to turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
No.
Okay,
Why
but
would it be handy to have a normal
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you press your software to on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on and then you search your channel if you want.
Yeah, but I think the remote control if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if
Yeah,
you use
I think so too.
you don't have any buttons on
Yeah.
the remote.
So actually we're going to build a buttonless remote. No buttons at all. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point for the remote.
If we can
Okay,
afford
well I guess we'll have to postpone for the discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break. And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes if I can create them like this and put them in the project documents folder. Here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach. Luckily, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now and
Lunch?
have a nice lunch, huh?
Food.
Can you put this back in my bin here?
Is this all?
Yes.